How you doing? We had a small problem today. We're supposed to have the lovely and talented Kimpo Cretaville on with me, but we couldn't get the damn recorder to work right, so it's just me. She's on the other side of the country, so I can't just sit her little butt in front of the microphone here with me. I gotta use this Wile E. Coyote looking contraption that wires go in and out, and it might work fine, and we just don't know how to use it. I don't know, but in any case, doesn't work, might not work tomorrow. We might have to get a whole new one, and I said I'd do this every week, and my editor's holding me to that, so here we go. Kimpo knows nothing about politics, and if she's gonna be on every week, I won't get to bitch about politics, or if I do, she'll just not be giving any input, which is probably fine. So, this is going to be, I'm just going to bitch about politics this one last time, because I might not get a chance again. Thinking is important, okay? I've said time and time again, I don't really care what side of the aisle you're on, I don't care what you believe, as long as you have a reason for believing it, as long as you think. Okay. You're right, I do say okay a lot. It's like, it's my default setting is to say okay. I'm half talking to you and half talking to the editor, who doesn't have a mic. Might I just give you, oh, that's right, I don't like your voice. Okay. The problem with, what the hell was I, thinking is important. If you're on the left, it's not just your job to beat up on the right, because that's not thinking. That's just bitching, and anybody can just bitch. It doesn't help to just bitch. It doesn't help to just sit on one side and give the other side the finger, and then anything your side says is great, everything the other side says is wrong. You're just a moron. I'm sorry, you're just a fucking idiot at that point. You're every bit as stupid as the people on the other side that you despise. Okay, if you're on the right, it's your job to keep an eye on the right-wingers also. It's your job, it's our job in our country to keep an eye on our leaders. So, if you're on the right wing, your leader is the right-wing representatives that you elected. And if you're on the left, your leaders are the left-wing representatives that you helped get elected. We got to keep an eye on the a-holes that you're responsible for putting in charge. Not just the other side's a-holes. See, because then you're thinking. Then you're a well-rounded person. Then you're not closed-minded. Nothing irritates me more than people on the left who think people on the right are closed-minded. You know, some of them are. But guess what? You're closed-minded, too. Am I making sense here? You got to keep an eye on your boys just as much as the other side's. Now, why am I bringing this up? I'm bringing this up because it doesn't seem like anybody's keeping an eye on Obama. Nobody's keeping an eye on this guy. And I'm not going to bitch about the Nobel Peace Prize because I don't give a rat's ass. Other than, if you're on the left and you didn't stop and scratch your head and go, that's a little weird, then there's just no hope for you. Then you're just a blithering idiot. If you didn't stop for one second and wonder, well, wait a minute, how'd this guy get it? He hasn't done anything. He got nominated for this 17 days after he was elected. I don't care that he's the one, he's your boy. I mean, that's all the more reason for you to stop and go, hey, this is weird, what's going on here? That's your job. This is a representative form of government. The only way it doesn't turn bad is if we all keep an eye on everyone. Checks and balances starts with the voters. Starts with you and me. Starts with you and me scratching our heads and going, oh, wait a minute, what's this all about? Now, I don't really have any particular problem with anything Obama's done recently because he's just doing everything George Bush is did. It was a lateral move from him to George Bush on foreign policy, but nobody's bitching at the guy. You lefties, how come you're not bitching at him? He told you he was going to do a bunch of stuff, and he hasn't done it. And nobody's screaming. I don't get it. Why this guy gets a free pass on everything? He hasn't closed Guantanamo Bay. He hasn't really pulled anybody out of Iraq. And Afghanistan is complete clusterfuck. Here's the thing that drives me nuts, and would really drive me nuts if I was a liberal. Like a week and a half ago, it got leaked that the generals in Afghanistan are unhappy with how things are going, and they think he needs to either send more troops or just pull everyone out. That got leaked out, and so Obama said, "Yeah, I'm gonna consider this, give this some thought, get everybody together, get us all on the same page, figure out what we want to do." Sounds reasonable, right? No, that's not reasonable. It's not reasonable at all. Wait, what do you mean? Just now you're gonna sit everybody down? What the hell? A year ago, this guy told us he knew what he wanted to do in Afghanistan. He told us that a year ago when he was running for president that he had a plan. And now, six months into his presidency, he's gonna sit everybody down and figure out what he wants to do? That's not reasonable. That's insane. What? Even if, and I'm sure this happened, and I said this was going to happen on my blogs, and anyone who would listen. I said during the election, McCain and Biden and Palin and Obama and any independent who's out there running saying, well, George Bush didn't know what he was doing in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we're going to go in there and we're going to change it. Everybody who said that is just a dipshit. You're just an idiot. Because even if George W. Was all the things you said he was, he's still the only one who knew what was going on, because he's the only one getting the top secret CIA crap. He's the only one who has people calling him up that are supposed to be dead. He's the only one getting satellite footage of who's cutting whose throat and what part of the country that neither one of them are even supposed to be in. He's the only one who knew what was going on. So, good, bad, indifferent, smart, or stupid, he was the only one who knew what was going on. So, for the other four numbskulls to be going, well, it's going to be different when I'm in charge, it's just... it's a fairy tale. But, you know, that's politics. Now, that's presidential campaigning. So, I'll give Obama the benefit of the doubt that when he got into office, he looked through the little files, and everything was completely ass backwards from what he thought it was. Yeah, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt that he was so stupid that he didn't consider that. That he was so stupid that he thought the little bits he was seeing on CNN was actually all that there was to know about it. I'll give him that benefit of the doubt. But come January, he was the one getting the top secret reports. So he's had since January to figure out what the hell he wanted to do. He just sent these generals down now? I hope to God that's just not true. But you know, I hope to God that's just him placating, you know, the press, and he's really, there's more going on than we think, right? But even if there's more going on than we think, why the hell is this guy telling the rest of the world it takes him a week and a half to make a decision on a war that's been going on for 8 years? I mean, good God, if you're the Taliban, whoever, if you're Kim Jong Il, you're North Korea, you're China, you're Russia, you're the insurgency, and you hear this guy say it takes him a week and a half, he's got to sit everybody down and get all his ducks in a row before he does anything, you're jumping for joy. You get a week and a half head start. Blow some up, you get a week and a half head start. Start a war, you get a week and a half head start before Obama decides what he wants to do. I mean, that was the beauty of Bush. The beauty of his image is he was going to send a nuke down your chimney at any minute. You know, he's an idiot, he's wild-eyed, he's a cowboy, he's reckless, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that all sounds bad, right? But when you're the opposition, it's it sounds even worse. When you're the opposition, that's someone you don't want to F with. That's when you're the opposition, and that's the image that the United States president has. You just say to yourself, you know what? Let's just sit this 4 years out and see what shakes loose after the election. Anyhow, how come no one's bitching about this? How come none of you lefties are bitching at this guy? If it were me, let's say the shoe was on the other foot and Joe Conservative got elected, right? And then Joe Conservative told everybody he needed a week and a half to figure out what to do about a situation that's been going on for 8 years. I'd be like, what the hell are you talking about? What are you doing, asshole? You're making us look like a bunch of idiots. We all went to bat for you to get you elected, and you're making us look like a bunch of schmucks. How come nobody on the left is screaming that? He's your boy. He's your boy who's pissing away money like a drunken sailor. He's your boy who's making an ass out of himself on the grand geopolitical stage. How come none of you are screaming at him? Everybody thinks politics is a joke and it's a game. Well, you know, it's a joke and a game because none of us pay attention after the election's over. You can't just show up every 4 years in November. Because, of course, then everybody's going to lie to you and jerk you around because they know that you didn't pay attention for 4 years. I mean, get your heads out of your ass. The purpose of you being a citizen and a voter was not just to get rid of George W. Bush. I mean, he's gone. Great. Congratulations. There's a new guy in there now, and he's also a human with flaws and pluses and minuses. Another guy that we got to keep an eye on. I mean, come on. What the hell's the matter with you people? You just elect this guy and then whistle on down the road. Because it doesn't do any good for the conservatives to bitch because everybody just assumes we're going to bitch no matter who he is if he's got a Democrat next to his name. And you conservatives out there too, same thing. We got to keep an eye on our own people, please. For the love of... Am I making sense here? Guantanamo is still open for business. His foreign policy isn't any different than Bush's at all, and you're not bitching. I didn't honestly have any problem with this guy getting in office. I think he's a communist, but I don't really have a problem with that, in the sense that I would rather have some extreme left winger get elected, and then some extreme right winger get elected, and just keep doing that every 4 years, and keeping the crap that works, and weeding out the rest. I'd rather do that than have some middle of the road guy, and then another middle of the road guy, and nothing really ever gets done, and we never figure anything out, and we just argue forever. Throw an extreme in there, let him try his crap and see what works. Then throw the other extreme out there and let him try his crap and see what works. You know, I didn't really have a problem with that. You know, we lost, fine, fair enough. Let him do his thing, see what happens. But he's not even doing his thing. And it's driving me insane, and then you people are bitching. He lied to you! Why am I screaming? I didn't want him to do any of it, and I'm the one screaming. Why is that? God, oh, you numbskulls. Another thing, and the reason I brought this up in the first place didn't have anything to do with Obama. The reason I brought up politics. I'm still addressing you numbskulls out there who just constantly get used. Every 4 years, they give you a handful of bumper stickers and have you go out and pretend you're part of the system. You know, pretend you're helping things. You're just getting used. You're useful idiots. You know, all you college kids that you go to your little rallies every 4 years, you don't pay attention before or after. You get emails and you get postings. You don't bother to analyze it. You don't bother to put any thought into it and go, hey, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense at all. You don't bother to research any of it. And that's fine if it's spam and you're just going to delete it. But you don't. You pass along to the other idiots. Stop passing along emails that you haven't analyzed yourself. Just because you get something from PETA or you get something from the Democratic National Party, that doesn't mean it's gospel. Read the fucking thing. You got the same computer you got that email has 18 different search engines where you can type in the name and see if the guy even exists. I'm tired of getting spams and emails from people, from PETA and everything else, full of crap that's completely fraudulent. And I'm getting this from people I know. Stop it. Okay? Don't forward any emails until you've A, read it, and B, given it some thought whatsoever. You know, given it some thought as to whether or not it makes any sense. And then C, researched at least one thing on there. It's easy to do. Or just delete the fucking thing. Because otherwise you're just getting used. You're just a useful moron. And all you people bitching at Glenn Beck, and that's still going on. And people are bitching that Rush Limbaugh wants to buy a football team. Who gives a rat's ass? It's not gonna... I mean, what do you people think he's going to do? All the helmets are going to have KKK written on the side? People who've never even listened to the Rush Limbaugh show for 2 seconds. Here's what I want you all to do. Don't voice your fucking opinions unless you know what you're talking about. Is that so much to ask? People who've never listened to Glenn Beck, never listened to Rush Limbaugh. Look, I bitch about plenty of stuff, but I at least listen to it first. I watch the Keith Olbermann show before I bitch. I watch Rachel Maddow before I bitch. And I actually bitch about her. And here's the thing. If you're bitching about an individual, you're an asshole, okay? Because you've never met the guy. You never met Rush Limbaugh. You never met Glenn Beck. I've never met Rachel Maddow or Keith Olbermann. Attack the argument the guy's making, okay? Attack what he's saying. Attack his ideas. But to attack him, to me, you're just proving that you're a jackass. You don't know anything about it. And you didn't even hear what he said. You know, if Rachel Maddow says something I disagree with, I'll argue about what she said. I'm not going to... You'd have to get the emails I get to really understand what I'm getting at here, but I'm sure a lot of you have gotten similar emails where people just villainize Glenn Beck, or they villainize Rush Limbaugh, or they villainize A, B, or C, and they don't bother debating the guy's point. The guy made a point, and you didn't bother addressing it. You just wrote, oh, well, Limbaugh's an asshole. There's that Limbaugh again. What an asshole. Look, I didn't like Bill Clinton, but if my house is on fire and he runs out the door and goes, hey, get out of there. Your house is on fire. Yeah, I'm not going to go, fuck you. That's that Bill Clinton again. Huh, and then sit back down while the flames engulf me. And it doesn't matter whether or not somebody is an asshole or a bigot or a racist or a communist or any of that crap. None of that matters to me. All that matters to me is, are they right or wrong in this particular instance? And that's all that should matter to you, unless you want to get used. Unless you want to be a useful idiot who's running around parroting whatever one side or the other wants you to think and wants you to say. You know, you liberals are just as susceptible to this as the right-wing conservatives and the right-wing religious right and all this. And both sides think they're better than the other side. You're both a bunch of assholes. Unless you've thought through what you're saying, unless you've thought through your argument, unless you've thought through the argument from the other side, just stop calling each other names and stop hating you get my point. I lost my train of thought, but you get my point. Look. Logic. Use logic. Think. Think things through. Stop hating somebody based on... I don't know. The word's on the tip of my tongue. I think I made my point very... I'm sure I sounded like a crackpot. let's just move on. Holy crap. I'm almost done. And we were going to break this up into two sections. So, we're going to stop. I'm going to stop right now. There's going to be two parts for you to download because it's a pain in the ass for us to... It takes too long to upload this. Well, you know, it's just a pain in the ass. If I go longer than 20 minutes, sort of a pain in the ass uploading the thing. And it's a pain in the ass for some of you downloading it. So, we're going to break this up into two sections this time. And so I'm stopping now. If you don't listen to the next one, thanks for listening to this. And in the meantime, think.